So active listening is also about how we feel. Yeah, like the speaker, if we don't listen, it makes the person feel, what's the word? Disappointed. Yeah, we feel disappointed because the person who is speaking, when not listened to, feel disappointed. But the other part of it is our emotions. Yeah. Because many times, the moment we feel like we feel disappointed or we feel upset that the person is not listening, then we stop communication also. Yeah. So learning to manage our emotions is important. And then this brings us to another part of active listening, which is the why. Why do active listening? Yeah, why do active listening? It is because of the consideration that if we don't do it, the other person feels really shitty, you know. Yeah. Over the years, I realized that one of the worst things you can do to a person is not to acknowledge the person's existence, to just ignore the person. And the worst way to ignore a person is to be in front of the person and ignore the person. Yeah. So active listening is a lot about caring for others. It's not simply about listening. Yeah. As they say, don't listen with your ear, but listen with your heart. Yeah. But don't listen with your emotion. Because our emotion is very, very messy. Yeah. Our emotions can often color what we listen. Color what we listen. The exercises we have gone through, whether it's your one-to-one, yeah, this is just a very the surface of the whole process. When you all were sharing, you're not required to share very sensitive things. Yeah? And because the things you share are just things that happen, and maybe just some random things, so there's not much emotions vested. So it's a lot easier. The story I shared, 7 buns, you know, it's quite light-hearted. The second part is a bit heavier. Yeah. So, when it's a bit heavier, it's a bit hard for us to still just listen or read with a very objective state. But that's the challenge. Yeah, that's the challenge. How can we maintain that emotional stability while listening or speaking?